Hey y'all, it's SW Podcast Wednesday and we are in the building. What's happening? What's up? How y'all doing?
What's going on?
What's up, Queen?
It's Wednesday, y'all. Look, I'm looking all tired, all that stuff, because I am. But it's Wednesday, though. Weekend almost here. That's a good thing.
It's Wednesday.
The weekend is almost here. SW Podcast Wednesday. What's happening, Queen?
It is Wednesday. We are winding down this month. The month of July is already winding down. See, I had to think about that. It is it's Wednesday, July 13th. And oh my goodness, like not only is the week flying by, but this month alone
is gone.
It's gone already. It's gone. And I got a mood at the end of this month. So I just been like,
Ooh,
I've been in the wind. I ain't got the energy, I ain't got the excess nothing. I'm unenergized these days.
That moving be that headache.
It's a
that
huge headache.
That moving be that headache. That moving be that headache.
I hate moving. I wish I was a rich person so that I could have somebody come in and pack it all and everything.
And pack it all up for you.
I don't gotta do none of it. But
you can still do that if you want to though, Queen.
What, have somebody pack it?
Ask somebody to pack it up. You just got to see how much they want.
And that's what I'm telling you. I ain't finna do it. between that and the rent being extremely high and you know, gas prices being up, U-Haul prices up. Everything is up. We can't, you know, and you can't say too much about it because it's going on economical-wise across the world.
And then you ain't really got no choice.
Yeah.
Because how you got to eat, you got to live, all of that stuff. You really ain't got no choice. Y'all, I was like, people talking about, complaining about the gas. I'm like, child, look, I'm still go where I want to go, get where I got to get, because I'm still got to put gas in this car. I ain't going to do that, put gas in this car just to be going to work.
You got to move around. Things got to still get done. So
that part. Or just carpool with somebody. Look, they carpool 1 week. You carpool 1 week. I don't know. That might work.
And
some people catching the bus.
Yep. And then, you know, with that, it the only thing about catching the bus is it's hard when you're catching the bus in this heat.
Yeah.
Whew, baby. I ain't made for this type of heat right here. But y'all, how y'all doing today? We are in the building. We having our auntie conversation.
Y'all know how we do. Y'all know how we do.
Yes.
Don't be acting like y'all don't know.
We're going to go ahead and jump into the show because we're going to be on here quick, fast, and in a hurry today, y'all. It's a great conversation, but I don't have a lot of time for y'all today, and I'm just being honest. We got to get packed. I got to still keep packing, and life still must keep going. But because we are encouraged to always give you all our time and our energy because we appreciate what we do, and we appreciate our listeners and our viewers. With that being said, we're going to jump into the quote of the day and get this show on the road. Y'all ready?
Ooh.
All right, let's do this. So the quote of the day is, let me go down some. There we go. A child's youth is fleeting. Be their pillars while you are still strong enough to support them. Author unknown. What you think of that quote, Queen?
I like that. You got to be strong for these kids. Like, it'd be hard, and for all of, you know, I seen this video today, and I don't know, a lot of y'all probably seen it, with the little kids hitting the police officer and the little boy out there in his underwear cussing the police officer out. And I'm just saying to myself, one, what is little boy going to be at 10 years from now? You got two choices. You either going to get it together and find something that he really interested in while he in school, or that could be sports, academics, whatever it may be. But the way he was out there cursing, I don't know, I'm trying to figure out, look, boy, baby, do you know your alphabets?
He was rather young. I didn't watch the video.
And he was young.
He was young. But I could tell from the video they were young. I could tell from the video.
And then the other one, I was like, then second, that might be the same cop that might arrest you.
He'll be dead by then. But or I retired.
That's what somebody said.
I'm talking about the boy. I'm talking about the cop, not the boy. Yeah. But what I will say about that child is that the kid is in a position. The kid is either hearing adults talk about the police in that capacity to where he has that type of enlightenment to know that they are not always right for you. I'm gonna bring a person on here, a naturalist. I know a couple of naturalists now since I've been studying like the laws of the world, the way things actually go, what laws are really here to protect us and how you can actually get out of certain things because the way the laws are written. We have a special ignorance to what we don't know. And that young man, that's not even a young boy. That's a child. That's a toddler-sized child. He looked between like 3 and 5. He's so little. But that child has picked up and heard, he probably lost a family member to the police killing him. He has heard somebody discussing that the police are negative and bad people. All of the above.
And he was angry.
I'm going to tell you something. When my baby was 3 years old, her first encounter with the police officer was them pulling us over and them ripping our car apart and them handcuffing her father, them throwing her father to the ground. This is her first encounter. She woke up 3 years old out of her sleep while we was traveling down south for the holiday. Out her sleep, they had nothing on him. He just is a convicted felon and they felt the need to disrupt our lives that way. And they let him, he got out within, I think, a couple of days, but they was just holding him for nothing. They had us pay all this money to bail him out. And it was Alachua County. Nobody would take the case. Ooh. But my kid, because Alachua County get away with all that kind of stuff all the time.
All of it.
But my kid was messed up mentally. For a long time, I had to take my kid to therapy. She had to talk to people. She had to actually get an understanding as to why her father was treated that way by the police. And y'all have come to her daycare and told her that y'all help us. So that kid may be suffering from something that he's seen, heard, or will see at another point in his life. And that's the sad part about it, because he has heard some negative things, but he's also putting it on display. He still has to realize that these are authority, these are grown people. They will lock you up just for talking to them that way. They threatened my brother. They say my brother was shooting a bird at some other dudes at Pockets. They was out there loudly drinking. So they, you know, Quint shot a bird at one of the boys that they was talking mess to. The police officer said that he shot a bird at him. And was ready to take him to jail. Wrangled him around his neck and everything. If I didn't get out of the car, my brother would have went to jail that night. Probably would have died because I know his mouth. He wouldn't have sat back and let, because he know he ain't do nothing wrong.
Especially when he know he ain't do nothing wrong.
It's a lot of different things that child probably has seen, but they have to go ahead and teach that child differently, because if they want to see their kid make it past a certain age, or, you know, have certain milestones in life, they're going to definitely have to update him on what he need to be saying and what he need not to be saying.
And that's the respect for your elders.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. Just respect. He police, but just the respect for older people, people that's older than you. But who knows? Parents probably don't be respecting people that's older than them. So
Or just that community standard. They probably just don't have no respect for the police. It just nobody over there might have it. But regardless of the situation, you're still a kid, and you gotta, as a child, I did childlike things. As an adult, I did adult-like things. I have progressed to that. You have to earn your space in that. And that's the thing with these children these days. We're not doing that no more. They're not doing that no more. They born with the notion that they got the same rights as everybody else, or they have already achieved a certain type of enlightenment. Yes. Yeah, they're born like
they
that.
They want the recognition now.
Yeah.
They want it. They want it. They want it. This is where we at, though.
So a child's youth is fleeting. Be their pillars while you're still strong enough to support them. And I think that the caption resonates to what's happening these days, because you can, as long as you can hold their hand, hold their hand. Yeah. But when it's time to let it go, they have to be in the right mindset to have that hand let go. You can't let their hand go when you ain't showed them nothing or taught them nothing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot you got to do to make sure that they are right to step out into this world to have that that knowledge. But today's conversation, the reason why this quote resonated with today's conversation is because due to so many child support infrequencies or issues, you don't have parents or fathers that can have that real hand-in-hand feel with raising their kids. Because mm-hmm. we're going to talk about the way the system is set up to bring down the to affect the Black families, and how the population of a lot of poor Black people are caught up in the child support system. So we're going to go ahead and jump into that conversation. But again, a child's youth is fleeting. Be their pillars while you are still strong enough to support them, because you're going to get weak and you're going to get old and you ain't going to be able to do a lot of things that you used to do.
The parent child does switch.
Yes.
Parent becomes child and child become parent. It does switch. I have to tell patients that all the time when they be with me and being that intimate conversation with me about their family and their kids and how they feel. And I tell them, look, it switches. Then you have to take care of your parent.
Yep.
Now you don't want to give up your authority for your child to take care of you like your parents did you. So you got to let them do. You still in your right mind. You still have your opinion and what you want and how you want things ran. But it's going to come to the point that you're just not going to be able to make good decisions.
You're not going to be able to make the decisions at all. Mm-hmm. I literally watch this father-son duo on TikTok. An older white gentleman. He has real bad dementia. And his son, he lives between both of his sons. Uh-huh. And so certain weeks he's with one son and he always asking about the other son, and then, or things that's at the other son's house. When one week he with this son and he always asks about the things that at his house. He can't remember half the time that he done sold his house. He can't remember half the time that his sons pay his bills. He can't remember half the time if he's eating. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the proper people taking care of you, they will take pure advantage of you. So treat people good. I say that all the time. Treat people good, because, baby, somebody got to take care of you and you don't know what the hell they going to do to you.
Treat them good, but you churn everybody.
Everybody.
Nieces and everybody. Nieces, nephews. Because
your kids will do something to you, too. What you mean?
Yeah, everybody. Everybody.
Treat everybody.
Everybody.
That's right. You got to treat people with respect, and you got to hold yourself to regards and when it comes to certain things, because you don't want to be the person that has nobody to call on. You don't want to be the person that when you get to a certain age, you can't even lean on nobody. Mm-hmm. When people get older, they need to lean. My grandmother just got diagnosed with early stages of dementia, Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And when we went to see her this past weekend, girl, when we was leaving, my grandmother cried.
She cried.
Oh, my God. Listen, my grandmother has not cried in years, like in front of openly. She done cried around me, because I used to be over there all the time. And mm-hmm. when things was going on, you know, but now that she's out with my aunt and they're way further out, I don't get to see her as often. I only get to go out there maybe like once or twice during the week. But seeing, like, when me and my brother was leaving, she said to us, she was like, y'all come back and see me as fast as y'all can. Because she don't know now how long she got. She don't know. Yeah. She feeling like, I need to see people as much as I can now.
As much as possible.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, not just for the simple fact that I'm old, but I want to see y'all. I want to
see
y'all.
You. Yeah.
She want to feel you in her
she
presence.
She want to be able to feel you, touch you, hug
everything.
You, kiss you, love on you. That's
memory.
Why, yeah, she wanna
it's
see.
A memory she don't want to lose. She don't want to lose the image of who we are. she don't want to lose all that because she know it's coming. She saw her mother go through it, so she knows it's coming. So we got to be a strong foundation for our people. Just like we taking care of our kids now, it's going to reverse.
It is.
It's going to reverse. So as the statement says, a child's youth is fleeting. Be their pillars while you are still strong enough to support them. While I'm still strong enough to be there for my grandmother, I'm going to be there because I'm going to get weak like my grandmother one day and not be able to lift this and not be able to do that. Yeah. While I'm strong enough to be there and run for my kids, I'm going to continue to do that. For family members, for friends who need me, you got to continue to be pillars for people because at some point, all that stuff turned back where you need people.
You're going to need them. And there's a lot of lonely older people out here.
So many.
A lot of lonely older people. I know from working with them, and some of them I feel bad for them because they don't have nobody. They don't have nobody at all. And some of them, they have people like their kids, but
nobody want to be messed up with them.
They don't want to be messed up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Child, it could be real crazy. It could be real crazy.
And you can see why with a lot of people, though, because oh my God. Like when I used to work in guardianship and I used to see a lot of those people had family members. They had kids and all, and they went and got guardians over their moms and parents. They didn't want to have the parents, they want them, the kids to have nothing to do with their estate. They ain't want nobody. So you would rather have a guardian over you than your own child because you treated your child so bad. You worried about if she going to turn around and treat you bad.
Treat you bad. Look, they feel like they treating them bad when they take them to the nursing home.
Yeah, that ain't always the case.
Yeah, they feel a lot of fear. That especially a lot of the wealthy ones that I didn't work with.
Like, what they want people to do? Quit their job and sit home and take care of them?
Like that's, they feel like that be their punishment.
So y'all listen, the Office of Child Support Enforcement's core mission is dedicated to establishing paternity and obtaining child support in order to encourage responsible parenting, family self-sufficiency and child well-being, to recognize the essential role of both parents in supporting their children. That's one part of the mission. Listen to the second part of the mission. The National Child Support Program assures that assistance in obtaining support is available to children through locating parents, establishing paternity, establishing and modifying support obligations. But to enforce, the mission changed. The mission started off with, we want to make sure that all kids have a parent and they have the same parental support. The mission changed at the end when it said, we're going to enforce monetary obligations and penalties on people who do not pay child support. So that's, we're going to get down to the real root of the nation's problem when it comes to Black people on child support. I don't care about a lot of other races with the child support, because as we're going to learn about statistics today, child support has been a phenomenon that has affected the Black culture in this country for years. So we're going to jump into that. Dennis, what's up, Dennis? You ladies are gorgeous, Dennis. And I love this podcast. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Thank you. What's going on, Siobhan?
Hey, Siobhan.
So, okay. So as far as this goes, we're going to start off with a few current conversations. So, here we go. Key points. We're going to start off with a few key points. AFDC is the child's father until the father reimburses. What does this say about the custodial income's parent? Custodial parent's income. Okay, so this is going to be the first thing we're going to start off with because I don't know. Let me give you a little bit of history. I don't know if a lot of people know how child support works, but if child support is not because you and your baby daddy broke up, I'm going to go put you on child support. That's not what child support for. Child support is not for, because we're not going to talk about, we're going to talk about today why you yourself utilizes child support, not why ever, because it's child support works in a different situation. Everybody got a different
situation.
It's a situational thing. So sometimes you got people that just literally on child support because their baby mama hate them. Sometimes you got child support on people literally because that man that moved on.
and don't want you.
And the another key factor about child support is that it affects Black men more than it affects Black women. So, yeah. All right. So now to explain this key point, AFDC is the child's father until the father reimburses. If you receive any type of assistance, let me keep that key point up there. If you receive any type of assistance, if you get any medical expenses through Medicaid, if you receive any food stamp assistance through AFDC, you will, that father or the non-custodial parent is reporting to have to pay that back. And do you understand why that's a stupid ass thing to do? Because why don't you come up with an arrangement for you and your baby father, mm-hmm. go and get it notarized, submit it to the court or whatever way, or just have it notarized and y'all can keep it between yourselves. And if the agreement falls off, y'all can go to court for it then. But as soon as you put the court in your business, now the court becomes the father. And that's just in all honesty. If you ain't got no, especially if you're using their Medicaid and their food stamps. Mm-hmm. If you put your kid's father on child support because y'all mutually agree that he need to be on child support, whoop the fucking do. Ain't no problem with that. That's on him and you. That's y'all decision. Some, y'all came to that decision.
Do that.
I know several men who have actually put themselves on child support.
Deal with the woman.
Exactly. But a lot of times, those parents or those women are not on assistance. So that child support check comes straight to the house. But if you want assistance, the government and the state is going to get 100% of that money back before your child touch that money.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get their cut. They get off the top and then you get the rest.
So say, for instance, if your child support payment every 2 weeks is $150 and your child has already utilized over $150 worth of Medicare services or food stamps, your child gets nothing. So you don't get to benefit your child. That's one. Step two. When women have to find a new job, we find a new job. We don't got to worry about nobody taking our license because of unpayment. We don't got to worry about any certifications being removed because of unpayment. We don't have to think about a lot of those things because we're the custodial parent.
90 days or none of that.
None of that. But if that father missed one or two payments because he done fell behind in the midst of trying to find a job, his license can be suspended, mm-hmm. which then in turn means that he can't get around legally to make no money. Everything either illegally or he got to spend more money just to make money. He can go to prison after the four. If the child support balance, this is what it is. If the man misses up to four payments or up to $2,500 in payments, he gets a warrant issued for his arrest. How does that benefit y'all child, stupid? I just want to know. Like, I just be wanting to know. When we think about, if so, when he go to jail, who taking care of your child? Because half of the parents who got a baby daddies on child support, they don't got no jobs.
Nobody ain't taking care of the child.
So when it affects
the assistance,
so that low income household that already that's receiving income from the government, health insurance from the government, receiving everything from the government. Now, father is incarcerated by the government. The mother still living on government societal things. If the father was the only one that had that job, why that child wasn't with that father from the beginning? If you could not do anything for your child without depending on the government, he should have been with that father anyway.
He should have been with the daddy anyway.
Now, if we're going to really worry about things, we need to think about that type of stuff. We put these men on child support after laying up having babies with them and getting and getting knocked up by people who we know ain't financially stable. Just so you can turn around and put them on child support and send them to jail? So now is he not able to talk to his child and deal with his child and be a father to his child, he can't even take care of his damn child.
And he probably wasn't talking to him or dealing with him anyway, because she was keeping him from him. Because
keeping him from him.
They were keeping him from him anyway. Like, you can't go over there. Like, that go back to one of them posters when that little girl got her hair braided. Her daddy got her hair braided. And her mama sat up there and literally
that was stupid.
Cut that. I was like, this is crazy.
Dennis, I agree. I think it's for their own gratification too. I think that a lot of people, and we're talking about situational standards when it comes to things, because okay, because we're gonna talk about the other side of child support too. We're not gonna only. Oh, we got another thing. Yes, yes, Jason. I ain't even got to that part yet. The credit report. I got it all here, baby. I'm ready. I got all a list. I got a list of things. But the credit report. Okay. So,
and that should not even be on somebody's credit report, but it is.
Because you know what it ends up doing is that the it doesn't take away your debt. You got debts now occurring because of that. So your car done got repossessed because you locked up. That's a credit report issue. So receiving child support payments is often essential for custodial parent families, considering roughly 25% of them live in poverty. And we're talking about Black families right now. But targeting and punishing people who cannot pay fees does not help any fucking body. If why punish somebody if they ain't got a job to pay it? Why are we putting penalties on top of fees and fees? Why are we stacking up fees on a person who has no job? Instead of when they get that job, they start getting their check garnished again. So you rather
now,
see
now with that, I will say they can go to the office and get a form saying that they don't have a job and stuff.
Like it don't
that.
Stop now, the payment. It don't stop the fees.
It won't stop the fees. But it do. I know it gives them a little time to try to find a job before they start having to repay.
And that's so there's a 30-day,
and that's also for people incarcerated too. They have
and,
to have that.
And that's only in Florida right now, because I looked that up, and I know I did check that out. But there is and for the incarcerated ones, I'm about to tell you about that one. But for the most part, the law does not consider whether parents avoid paying child support because they do not want to or because they cannot afford to. So the law does not take your personal situation into consideration when they're putting these fees on you. They're just like, oh, okay, well, we don't know if he can pay or not pay. It just might be his choice not to. But another thing I want to point out is that most of this, when I'm looking up this, you would not believe that when they were targeting this conversation for child support, the only people they were speaking to were fathers.
They weren't speaking to mothers because there's mothers out there.
There's plenty of mothers on child support. Mm-hmm. It's plenty of women on child support that do that go through
that don't pay.
But do you think it's getting the man don't push it the way the women push it? They don't push.
And I always say that to men, like I can hurt men and say I won't go put my baby mama on child support. Or I don't want custody of the kids. I won't do them like that. I'm like, but they'll do you like that.
That's because that's like Dennis said, I think it's for their own gratification. It ain't for the child. It don't even benefit the child half of the time when you think about it. But okay. Nearly all who are in arrears over child support have very low incomes. In one study, and this is a California study, 80% of those in arrears had annual incomes below $20,000. Their arrears were over $20,000. Yeah, the mama, and the baby those, mama can.
The women can waive those arrears. And for those women, for women not to just waive that, like, come on, man.
Waive it.
Me personally, I had to go to child support after 14 years of a verbal agreement that we had for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, you just stopped being consistent. It was just too, I just got overwhelmed and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
For 14 years, we had an agreement that was good.
And then you backed out.
But you backed out. So I had to take matters into my own hands, which I did not want to do. And I contemplated that thing for a whole year. A whole year. Because I did not want to put him in that situation. But we got in that courthouse and that nigga tried to shine on me.
About all the stuff judge, had going on.
I had going on. And the judge said, well, arrears will be $45,000. Ms. Johnson, how all these the payments will be broken down into monthly payments added to the child support that we're going to give to
collect.
You.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. He said something else. I say, sir, You can waive that $45,000.
Because what is it going to do for you? It's not helping you.
He say, Ms. Johnson, you say I can waive the $45,000 that Mr. White owes you? Yes, you can waive that, because between you going all the way back to when my children was babies.
And he been doing before then.
And this he was doing. It's mm-hmm. just the last 2 years he stopped being consistent and really stopped. So we can start from that point, from them 2 years ago. We ain't finna start from 14 years ago. Nah,
no, because then that's
do him like that. Yeah, nah, what? Then you'll be
But you see mm-hmm. what happened though. The justice system is set up to put him because you know what they was gonna end up doing. He wouldn't have been able to afford that. His monthly payments would have been so high that would have took away from his own household. He wouldn't have been able to be mm-hmm. sustainable in his life. And how does that help your child?
Not at all.
How does that help your child that they you done helped put their daddy behind bars? Because that's how I look at it. That's exactly how I look at it. Like, I'm taking him away from y'all.
And you got some females, they literally call up there.
Yep.
I mean, they ain't got that check. They call up there. Because sometimes it take a while to go through the system.
Yes.
Before they realize that you ain't paid something. And I know that side from dealing with my brother and my husband. I know that side from dealing with them. And that's who I thought about sitting up in that courtroom.
Yep.
And all the other black men that women
exactly.
done.
Exactly.
That's who I thought about.
That has the opportunity to waive rears. I have a friend. I talked to him. He was like, my baby mama won't. I do everything for my child. His child 20 something. Still in college, he still do everything for his child, and he got to still pay arrears on a child that's in college who he's still helping to take care of because she don't want to go up there and cancel.
And they can go up there and just cancel.
It happens just like this.
They can go up there and cancel it.
It happens.
It's
so
crazy.
Fast.
It's the system crazy now, and it's designed to kill
Break
the black family.
It is, and that's exactly what it says. It says that. As debt grows and enforcement measures are used, employment, housing, and familial bonds are all put at risk. So family bonds are all put at risk when all this stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Also says, ruining the credit scores and suspending the licenses of low-income non-custodial parents can make it harder for them to achieve the financial stability they need to provide for their children, while incarceration makes it impossible. So more than likely, when they are put in prison, your minimum, I believe the minimum for getting out of prison, once they put you in jail for child support, is you got to pay a certain amount to get out. Mm-hmm. If like before they send you. So if you're in court and they bring you to court, and they say you got to pay this today and you don't have to go to jail. If you don't pay this mm-hmm. day, you're going to jail. More than likely, yeah. they're going to jail. So
and you still gonna have to end up paying it.
Still got
to
pay
get out
all that
anyway.
Back. Still got to pay all that back. Oh, and guess what? The minimum time frame that they send in jail, 2 years. So that's 2 years of no payments from him because you want to keep the arrears going. That's 2 years of no knowing your child. That's 2 years of your child blaming the father for being absent. And
when
all he did,
mama.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. So the measures of enforcement target black men with carceral punishment as well as economical. So not only, are they economically being challenged with life, they in prison. They done created a prison record. Now they convicted felons mm-hmm. for child support.
Especially a man that ain't never had a record, but got a record just because he was on child support.
It's crazy. I'm sitting here thinking about that. The things that we could do as a community to actually lessen some of the issues within child support, because if child support actually is for the right purposes, it's not the way it's written up in the system, is never going to be for the right purposes. But the court didn't create the baby with you, so why are you involving them in y'all situation? If you ain't got to involve them in the situation, don't put them in the situation.
Don't put them in there.
Figure it out first and foremost. And if you got a stupid ass baby parent, or if you got a stupid ass child mother or a stupid child father, you chose that. You knew what you was dealing with before you laid up there and got pregnant. So now y'all both sitting up here looking all stupid because y'all both done had a baby and neither one of y'all want to deal with each other. So y'all just gonna insert child support.
It's funny sitting up in that courtroom. Because you would know a whole bunch of other
people. It'd be so many people.
And listening to everybody. Okay. Now, some people I was like, nigga, you know what? That was just what I had to say. You need to stop talking about you only getting paid. Because some people, I was just like, some of y'all got this. Y'all in here lying out y'all teeth. I know y'all is. But it's some people that truly, like my husband, he went and put himself on child support. And he got ribs when him and her was together, but she will not wait. She like, hell no, that nigga.
Yeah, because they don't be kidding. It's all about a get back versus what's best for the kid. It never goes right. So as we were talking about before with the AFDC situation, that's a situation that can be prevented. Removing the non-custodial parents' credentials is then followed up by incarceration. I just mentioned that. I want to talk about what makes a parent custodial. Mothers automatically become the custodial parent. In Florida, every parent has the same right until there's an agreement put into place. Unless you do not involve the court ain't going to get involved. In Florida, throughout other states, is different. It falls under a different.
And that person name, that father name, got to be on that birth certificate. Yes, doesn't even have any rights. So that play a big part. I learned that too.
That is all this process. But even if a man ain't signed the birth certificate, you can still put him on child support because they do testing. You send it out who you think the father is. And then what end up happening is he gonna say that ain't my child. I want a DNA test. He gotta pay for that test. If the mother know for sure, if she say for sure that's her child, the court pay for the DNA test and it still come out the father's money. ain't nothing set up right
there. Because they have to pay the sheriff to come out to give you the what's his name, the papers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So every time they send out an order, they got to call the sheriff to go deliver the order. Like, and they have to pay them. It's crazy.
So they said that though many states did not pass through a portion of these payments, and we're talking about the payments that, remember when I said earlier that if you have AFDC or any type of government assistance, they get their money off top. So with that being said, some of the states do not even pass through a portion of those payments to the custodial parent and children. In 2021, the government kept an estimated, this is in 2021, the government kept an estimated $1.3 billion in child support.
What y'all doing with that money?
To this approach to cost recovery essentially requires poor non-custodial parents to repay the federal government for the minimal cash aid to their children receive, providing neither parents nor children with economic security. So if that don't make you understand that the system is set up to break both of y'all down because you done went through the fight to put this man on child support, he done paid the child support, but because you get AFDC because you ain't got no damn job.
And a lot of them ain't trying to work, boy. They live off that child support. Look, as my brother said, he in the store one day and a dude was asking his girlfriend, man, you ain't got your child support check yet so I can get these J's.
See what I'm saying?
My brother said, not even for the right reason. He said, boy, if I know that chick, I probably would have said something to her.
They said states could end these policies and they can refocus the enforcement efforts toward providing services such as job training and placement, therefore lessening the punitive targeting of low-income men and Black men in particular, and increasing the likelihood of child programs lead to actual economic benefits for poor children and families. You know why that's not going to happen? Because that's just too right. It's too right. It's too much right in that.
They ain't going to let you level up on them.
That means you beating them at their game.
And then they can't pocket their pockets.
So
it's crazy.
So another thing that happened recently in 2021. Well, this is, I'm going to say this portion as a during a time frame. Enforcement measures, as I said, enforcement measures target Black men with economic and carceral punishment. And from the 1970s through the 1990s, the federal government implemented multiple harsh enforcement measures within the child support program. These enforcement policies included, which are still in effect today, range from garnishing up to 2/3 of non-custodial parents' wages and suspending their drivers and professional licenses to reporting child support debt to credit bureaus and even incarcerating them. These policies have a long history of punishing people for being Black and poor. So we punish just for being Black and poor. Not the fact that we pay all the taxes and keep the world running, but because we Black and poor, we're punished punitively. Overall, roughly 15% of all Black fathers in the U.S., and this is the important number that I wanted. This is why I read this statement. Overall, roughly 15% of all Black fathers in larger U.S. cities have been incarcerated at some point for non-payment of child support, where it's compared with 5% of fathers overall. So roughly 15% of Black fathers, of all Black fathers in the U.S. cities and larger U.S. cities, has been incarcerated for non-payment, with a total, with a U.S. number of only 5% nationwide. So Black people in each city encompass the non-payment of child support incarceration, when there's only a 5% number worldwide.
Let me tell you, I don't be believing these statistics.
Well, the only reason why I believe that is because more black men are in prison for child support than other races, but it's a higher number is what they're saying. So 12% nationwide of the inmates that are in prison are Black people for non-payment, but only 5% of all the other races combined are in there for non-payment. And you know they don't pay. You know half of them a lot of the people, a lot of the white folk who live in trailer parks, a lot of the white folk who live in the projects, they got their baby daddies on child support too.
That's what I'm thinking about. And they ain't getting
enforced. They ain't paying, but they ain't getting picked up either.
They still working their day. They ain't going to work every day. They didn't got pulled over by the police. Then went to jail.
Girl, and we get pulled over by the police. If I tag, still say 2021, the registration, they can run that tag and see that tag done been updated. The sticker just ain't been put on. I done rode behind, got in the car behind several white people with expired tags, just constantly riding around.
And they be months expired.
Months, girl. I just was behind one of them with still
darn near, yeah.
March 2021 on her tag. We in July of 2022.
My daughter just got pulled over for her tag because she forgot to get her sticker for her tag in April.
Who did?
Zoe.
Exactly. That baby got pulled over by her tag not getting a sticker, but her registration has already been updated. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can run my tag and see my registration has been updated.
It's crazy.
But you want to pull me just to give me a ticket. Just like we find
about that money.
I'm telling you, it ain't even just about the money. It's not just money thing for us when it comes to that. It's just injustice. It's just an injustice thing when it comes to Black people more than anything, because it's so many laws and different things that are set in place that are already put in place to tear us and break us, because we're not going to read further into it. Everybody, when we get pulled over, we don't have to give up our driver's license or our registration. It's not a law that we have to do that. That's not a law.
And you already done read my tag.
That's not a law. We don't got to do nothing like that. If we just, because you know what that's called? Traveling. Driving is called traveling. They're not supposed to pull you for traveling. Not even on the interstate. You know when you need a license? When you are driving a bus, a taxi cab, things that are public transit, those are when they can ask you for registration and license. I'm telling you, it's just things you got to know. It's the more you know, the more you get better at.
Registration and license, please.
And the next time I ever get pulled, I'm going to say no. Well, is there anything I can help you with? Was there something I was doing?
That I did.
Because you know what you're supposed to say? Right. You know what one of the things you're not supposed, one thing you're not supposed to do is say you are Candace Johnson. You're supposed to say you're the representative of Candace Johnson. Because you know why? Candace Johnson is a government entity. You belong to the government. But if you say I'm a fiduciary or a representative of Candace Johnson, it's a whole nother ball game, baby. It's about the word play.
It's all about the words. All about the words.
All about the word
play. They always say it's always about the words. The way you say it. It's the way it's typed.
I can go to court right now and be the lawyer with things that I've learned along the way. Just from knowing that all I have to do is just say I'm a human. I'm the human. And I'm in human form representing Shelby Smith for the things that you are charging her here for today. But you can't charge me for this because that's not me. I'm the human. I'm the person representing her. But that person belongs to this country. I'm not a person that belongs to this country. We got to stop saying we United States citizens. That's not what we are. We're not. Your name is a United States citizen. That's what it is. But natural law states that you're just the human form of a person. You're a person. You're a human being.
We ain't even that.
we're a ball of energy.
they don't even look at us as human like.
Well, based on the laws, we definitely are. That's what I'm saying. You got to challenge a lot of these things. If we want to really get ahead a lot more than what we really are, that's what coming together really will save us from. Mm-hmm. And that's why they fear it. That's why they keep on throwing different things out there child support and things out there to keep on breaking us apart. It's things you can utilize to keep a culture down. And if I don't get that child support check, I'm so mad that I'm gonna go over there and put that man in jail. That we done broke up another family.
It don't cause all that.
It don't. But it's just so many things that we do that we could be doing actually to help each other along the process, but we don't. We choose to make sure that what benefits us is the only thing we care about, even if it hurt our child. So if we go back to the quote of the day, which is a child's youth is fleeting, be their pillars while you are still strong enough to support them. And that means more than just saying that I'm taking your dad to child support and I'm supporting you with that. It means more than that. That means the village has to be rebuilt. We have to we got to rehash this village, dog, because if we don't, we're going to continue to have situational standards of this. And now it's more kids having kids. They just having kids. They ain't having kids from husbands and stuff or men that they in love with. They just having babies. They fucking.
They just having babies. They just and you got.
I see them all over the store.
Even if you're not with that child's father, you got to show your kids that y'all can have a good co-parenting relationship.
Exactly.
And that's going to help your kids evolve into having good relationships with other people outside of with everybody in their family.
With
everybody. So you have to show that. And it is heartbreaking because people have that. And sometimes other people come in and they break it up. Because a lot of people don't understand.
Your mom wasn't strong enough anyway. Because that's what happened with a lot of people. Because I think we might have talked about that. But that in most situations, I know it's because they date somebody else and that person got they person in their ear like this right here, trying to make them change how they operate
when everything was already running smooth. But when people and then when that person ain't used to it, Because they got they mess going on over here with they whoever they was dealing with their children, daddy. Like, people, when they see structure, they feel like something wrong. This is just too good to be true.
Yep.
It's just, I just know all y'all cannot get along.
Y'all got to be hunching. Y'all got to be still messing around.
Y'all still cool. The parents cool. Like, everybody come together and make sure the kids okay. Yeah, like, that's what you call a village. The main purpose is for those children.
It's for the kids. It's for the kids.
It's for them.
Like, it's for building up those kids. And if we're not building up the kids, we're really tearing them down. We're not helping them. Mm-hmm.
And then they go to the next generation. They go, you go to the next cycle of generation, repeating the same crap over and over again. Nah, that my baby daddy. I ain't finna let him see my kid. He had, girl, please, look, let that man see that child. Let him see it.
It's ridiculous.
Sometimes just that being around those kids and their other parents, that's more valuable than money. But we do know money, you need the finances to make sure that the kids have what they need and stuff. Because these kids are in a whole bunch of extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. A lot of them is. And I mean, it ain't.
But y'all going to have to come together. You got to come together.
Everybody got to come together on
it. Yeah, because you can't, because that ain't, because sometimes when if that man paying you $300 every 2 weeks, that's $600 a month. If you, you can't take all that and put it on the bills. If that child needs stuff, put some of that on that.
Because
that's what that check is for. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to pay the light bill with some of that money because that child live with you. But what I am saying is that if that man is able to dish out child support and still run his household,
that's what it is.
You're supposed to be able to run your household the same way.
I always say, like I told my kids' dad, and me and my brother that had this conversation before too. Regardless if you pay or don't pay, baby, these bills still gonna get paid. They still gonna get paid. So whatever extra come, okay, these children need, I only get paid for one, but I have to use what I get paid for one for both of them because the adult child still in college.
Yep.
So it's like, okay, what you said, it ain't just for this one child. Both of our children are here.
So the Zoe's on stop at 18. She had that. He
Zoe's
got
on stop right at 18.
Yeah, a lot of people's on stop at 18. I know some people child support stuff don't go until it don't end till they 21. I know some people's stuff, it just depends on the type of child support.
And then you got to go back to, and if you want it, you have to go back.
Go back, right.
Go back to court. And I was like, you know what? I ain't even finna go back because what the amount that they gave me for Rashad, I'm like, okay. That if whatever Zoe need. She'll have to just get it out of here too. And then, you know, we got our village. So all of us come together and we call him too. Even though he didn't send his money through them. Hey, we still, hey, these children need something that they need something extra. And that's just what it is. And it's been a long, crazy road, but I told them, look, if you pay or don't pay, it ain't gonna hurt me. I just have to work a little bit hard, get some more hours, do some more hair, do something like that. Or somebody else out of the village is going to pick up the slack anyway.
But the fact that y'all got a village is an important asset to you guys anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of parents don't have that. A lot of people just don't have that. If I can honestly say, like, my family can step in and do a lot of stuff that don't require finances. But my children's grandmother on their dad's side can step in and do things that are financially stable for them. I don't have my children's father on child support, never have actually, but I do go through shit with him because his thing is, I'm not going to send it to you, I'll send it to the kid. I don't give a fuck who get it.
Okay, just as long as they get it.
but if you send it to the kid, what you're doing is just helping them continue to get their hair done, continue to do this and do those things that they do on their own or that I help do. But I'm not going to worry about if I don't get a check because it's not going to affect whether or not the bills get paid, as you say.
Yeah.
But because our kids do live here, it would help. But you don't. Uh-huh. But if as a father, if you don't look at that in that way, I'm not gonna force you to do it. I don't give a damn. I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't got to deal with you. And then the kids can see. I'd rather let kids see. I ain't never got to do it.
You have to let those kids see. That's why I be like,
they old enough to see.
You don't have to bash your kids. Other parent. I used to get on my husband about that all the time when we first started dating. And he used to just say stuff about their mom, and I had to tell him. I said, let me tell you one thing here. As long as you're with me, you better not never say nothing negative about her. I don't care what she have done.
Don't say that.
Because at the end of the day, that's still their mama. And you, just like they hurt if she say something about them, you don't let them hear you say nothing. And I say, and you ain't even finna bash her like that in front of me, because you wouldn't want mine to be doing me like that. You'll be ready to say something to him. And from that day forward, I said that to him. He ain't said nothing else about that girl. He might not. Because it made sense. He speak on the truth and what he know about
it. And, he probably said it to you, like directly to you as a conversation. Mm-hmm. Not as a conversation that he had. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, you don't do that. Because look, you laid with him.
That's the part about knowing who you laying up with. Half of the time, y'all don't be knowing who y'all laying up with. Mm-hmm. Relationships or not, the people trick you. So,
baby.
Yes, but
baby.
To sum up the conversation, I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of the damages that child support can bring to us as a culture, but also know that if you don't, whatever you think you're doing or getting from child support, just know the government is getting more. We love you. We like you. We appreciate you all for tuning in today. Queen, you got anything you want to give to the people before we get up out of here?
Man, look, enjoy the rest of the week. It's been raining. I'm glad maybe we need the rain. But y'all just enjoy the rest of the week. Stay positive. Look, hey, do something good for yourself. Don't never neglect yourself. Never neglect yourself. Never neglect yourself.
That's right.
You got to be first, be put first, so you can be able to help handle and take care of everybody else that's around you. But you got to make sure you put yourself first. And man, look, enjoy the rest of this week. Like I say, look, have your good weekend, because we almost there. It's almost there. Even though anytime. I got to work.
Me too.
It's still the weekend.
I got to work all weekend. But the thing is that If you can't do it all, just make sure you do your best. That's the only thing we want to put out there. Just because don't stress yourself out trying to do more than you can. Obstacles are going to be thrown in your direction every single day. You're going to have to shake through some of them. You're going to have to run through some of them. And you're going to have to ignore some of them. But what you got to do is make sure to keep your head on your shoulders correctly, because you got people that need you and you got you that need you. And with that being said, y'all, we appreciate y'all so much for being our shoulders when we come on here and need to lean as we discuss our daily conversations. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next Wednesday. It's going to be a couple in the beginning of August, because of my transition into my new place. We're going to have two shows that are older interviews. That new to y'all, just a little bit older to us. But we're gonna put on the first 2 weeks of August are not going to be live shows. I have to go ahead and put that out there now, because I will not be into my new place yet. I gotta do stuff. So you know, what we're gonna do is either if we do come and do one, it'll be a surprise. But just putting it out there that it'll pop up. I'm putting it out there that the first two shows of August, we will definitely not be live, but we will have two shows for you guys. So definitely tune in and check us out and support us as you all do. So thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. Y'all have a great evening. Peace. Bye, Queen.